When my dear, dear good friend, close friend, Di Griffiths died, I was living in Bradford-on-Avon. And, or was it Bath? It doesn't really matter where I was living. But when he died, it never crossed my mind not to go to his funeral. It was as natural as breathing or drinking a glass of water. The place I was meant to be was at his funeral. So I did that. I went to the funeral. And in fact, I had stayed away from the family during the previous days because out of, you know, giving them space to deal with the loss or cope with the loss or feel the loss or just, be whatever way they wanted to be. So I think it was the first time I saw them was at the funeral. And I'll never forget how grateful, how full of gratitude and his wife, Janice, was when I turned up at the funeral. And she was effusively grateful to me for coming. And all I could think to say to her really was, look, I couldn't possibly have not been here. And, but she still repeated how grateful she was. And then sometime after that, many years after that, I returned to Ireland. And when I returned to Ireland, it was totally different. Totally different. People were reading the newspapers, getting the newspapers in order to look at the death notices. People were listening to the radio in order to find out who had died. People were going to funerals of people who were not especially close to them, but were members of the local community. In other words, going to funerals was, I mean, I'll exaggerate an awful lot, but was a full-time occupation for some. I know people who went to more than one funeral in a week. So, and funerals were gatherings of community. The community, not just the family, but the local community where the person lived, and sometimes people from several communities coming together in a church. And in Ireland, it was much more elaborate. In other words, there was the removal, taking the body from either the hospital or from the house, or from the mortuary rather, to the church the night before the funeral mass. So you could go to pay your respects at the night before the removal, or you could pay your respects at the funeral itself, or you could go to the graveyard, the graveside, or you could go to all three, any combination you like. But going to funerals was a completely natural experience, and something to talk about, and it was, in that sense, it was I feel it to be a kind of re-solidifying of the community, as much as it is I nearly said celebrating the loss, but it isn't. Celebrating the life of the person who has died. Of course, there's tragic loss for families, but the element of people gathering round and being in the company of the family of the person who's died is terribly important. So you can kind of contrast the two. In the UK, funerals are much more private. much more family alone. In Ireland, they're much more communal. Now, there's so many community things in Ireland. So many aspects of Irish life is connected with a distinctive set of community behaviours, if you like, that I have wanted to avoid using the word community when I've been picking my best part of what will eventually be the best part of 30 words for during the month of June. I think community is too general. So the word I'm going to pick today for my association with Ireland after having been away for 30 years is funeral. And I contribute this word to the community of Audio Mo. Audio Mo being the month of June when people, members of an audio community, share pieces of audio with each other and thereby bind more strongly the community of audio makers. So there we have it. The word funeral is my word for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.